Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, the book review show all about crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of us all. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about my favourite books in the crime genre. Today's book is Generation Loss by Elizabeth Hand, published by Harcourt Books in 2008. Today is all about art, damage, and isolation. Cass Neary was a big deal photographer once. Back in the early punk days of New York City, she snapped a selection of photographs of dead things, including dead people. But her fame was short-lived. She fell further into drugs and partying, and one night after a terrible sexual assault, she has never been the same since. Fast forward 30 years, and Cass is still a train wreck, working in the same job in a bookshop, on the edges of drug addiction, and living in the same crummy apartment. The art world has moved on, but Cass hasn't. And she hasn't picked up a camera since. One of Cass's old friends, Phil, calls her with a job, a chance to interview an infamous photographer called Aphrodite Comestos, who now lives as a recluse on an island off the coast of Maine. Cass reluctantly takes time off work, gets in her car, and heads up to Maine, completely unprepared. She turns up in Maine, and Maine is freezing, much colder than she expected. She misses her appointments to get across the channel to the island and is stuck for one night on the mainland. And this is where she meets a young goth girl called Mackenzie. Eventually, Cass gets onto the island and Aphrodite wants nothing to do with her, but Aphrodite's son asks her to stay. Cass stays in their house and begins digging into why Aphrodite stopped her art. She begins to learn the story behind the commune on the island from the 1970s and noticing strange, mesmerizing artwork everywhere from an unknown artist called Spot. And then Mackenzie goes missing, and she's not the first person in the area to disappear. Now, this book starts with a bang. Cass's backstory is told up front, from her dropping out of college, to her short-lived fame, to her partying lifestyle and her tragedies. Yes, there's more than one. She's irresponsible, compulsive and completely disorganized, and this doesn't change when she gets to the island. She's abrasive and grumpy and spends half her time buying Jack Daniels or stealing drugs from other people's medicine cabinets. And this makes her an interesting main character solving a mystery. The island community is very insular, and this was an interesting depiction of an isolated group. People who don't seem to fit in anywhere else but have banded together on this cold island in the off-season when the tourists aren't there, of course. Now, one of the things that surprised me from the description of this book was that I was expecting the infamous photographer Aphrodite to be rich and living on the island all by herself, but she's just another struggling member of the island community in a tumble-down house. Cass is also very attracted to the art of the people she meets. When Aphrodite isn't looking, she rifles through her things, and the descriptions of the photographs and techniques made me wish that there were actually examples of the art inside the book so I could see what she was seeing. The mystery of the missing people is a subplot until closer to the end when Cass starts to join the dots. I would describe this book as closer to the literary fiction end, and the writing is very descriptive and emotive and poetic, rather than a straightforward mystery. But as the book heads towards the climax, it picks up speed and hurtles towards the end. So if you like tragedy, grumpy main characters, photography, Maine winters and insular communities, I recommend Generation Loss by Elizabeth Hand. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or just want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine Dest qui nous vient directement d'Australie.